97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Heather Lord from Reversible Renovations. Heather, thank you for coming to speak with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Love that title, Reversible Renovations. Heather, what is Reversible Renovations?
Well, the title actually means that when we do a project, we're a construction company. When we do a project, we are able to reverse the process. And as we specialize in CAPS and ADA, which is the American Disabilities Association, if we install something and the house needs to go on the market, we can go back in afterwards and remove the signs of modification.
So, Heather, do you take a house that's already completed and change it?
Typically.
All right.
Typically.
And why would a person want their house changed?
Well, a lot of people are getting older in America. There's 10,000 people a day turning 65. And I think most of us would want to remain in our own homes. And so the idea behind our company is allowing people to age in place so we can go in and determine their needs and make modifications specifically for them. We also specialize in working with people that may have suffered a traumatic injury or they've been diagnosed with a debilitating illness.
Who do you work with, the elderly or their family?
Both. We like to work with everyone. We want whoever's home that we are going to modify to be involved with it. But we also want to work with anyone that's the decision, going to be making the decisions. So, for example, children of the parent, people that are maybe working with the family, providing services within the home. We want to sit down and get everybody's opinion so that we can kind of take everything into consideration. And we also use a HIPAA agreement because obviously we have to ask medical questions in order to make informed decisions. So it's really important that people know that their rights are protected.
Understand. Now, what is your position in Reversible Renovations?
Well, I am the interior designer and I'm CAPS certified, which means I'm a certified aging in place specialist.
What is the average age of your clients or of the homeowners, I should say?
People are interesting. People are learning that maybe using concepts of universal design are important. So some people are kind of preempting having any issues and they are going ahead and modifying their homes early. And then we've got older people that already have some disabilities and so need changes made. And then you have people that suffered a traumatic injury that can be from, you know, from birth through any age.
Wow.
So pretty much we encompass a very large age range.
What would you say are some of the most popular changes for the age group that you're finding?
Widening doorways, lowering countertops, installing grab bars, making sure that the floors flow. It's called zero threshold, but making sure that the floors are level and even from room to room so that there's no way of tripping. Or if you're in a wheelchair, it's very easy to kind of move through the house. Zero threshold or curbless showers, which means you're not having to step over anything to get into a shower. Also, roll up counters and cabinets in bathrooms and kitchens and, you know, a lot more.
These are so practical, Heather. I can just imagine that for safety's sake and for the care of the elderly, they can, like you said, stay in their own home. But you're changing the home for their sake. Do you ever find that some of the elderly say, wait a minute, we don't like that?
The whole idea behind what we do is that when we go in and meet with a client, we don't want it to look like our home. We want it to look like theirs. And so the ideas that we come up, we want their input. And so they feel like they're in control of this decision. So it really hasn't been a problem because it's a question of, am I going to be able to stay in my own home where I'm comfortable, or am I going to have to move somewhere else?
So you're
Does
a blessing. Yeah, you're a blessing to them then, to be able to stay in their own homes. Understand. Now, you described your client is the elderly. Who is your ideal client? Is it just the elderly who might be infirmed or all the things you mentioned earlier?
I think ideally it would be nice to have people that know ahead of time that they want to make some changes, because usually people don't do that. I know for myself I don't. You know, you wait till something's happened and then you want someone to change it. So ideally it would be nice to sit with someone that knows the kind of changes that they want to make, and so we can kind of preempt anything that could happen down the road. A good example of this is if you were building a new home from scratch, go ahead and put in the preparation for an elevator. This can be done by installing a closet downstairs and upstairs. And then when the time comes, your shaft for your elevator is already there.
Fair. Pre-planning.
Right. And then the other thing you can do is have one of the free-flowing showers that you can just walk straight into or roll straight into. And those are beautiful anyway.
Yes.
But as you get older, then you can have grab bars installed, providing that you have the backer behind them, that the walls are strengthened to incorporate grab bars.
Now, you've spoken of the renovation inside the house. Do you also do renovations outside? For example, the ramp to get into the door and things like that,
yes,
instead of steps?
Absolutely. What we recommend typically is it has to be a certain gradient. So we want it to look as aesthetically pleasing as possible. So we're going to try and make it blend in with, you know, the landscape. And in fact, very often we'll consult with a landscaper to kind of help us ensure that this looks really nice. And then in the garage, install a platform elevator. So it's your ramp is not taking up half the garage. It just is a small roll-in or walk-in platform elevator that will put you up into the next floor.
Excellent. Heather, it sounds like you offer so much to your clients. Why don't you provide us with your contact information, please?
Okay, well, my telephone number is area code 919-349-6573. And my email address is heather@reversiblerenovations.com.
And your phone number one more time.
919-349-6573.
Thank you, Heather. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about reversible renovations. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Heather Lord with Reversible Renovations. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Heather Lord with Reversible Renovations. Heather, in our first section, you described what Reversible Renovations is. Tell us about the process, you say process, from beginning to end in a typical client relationship.
Okay, once we receive a client, typically what I will do is personally arrange a time to go out and do a free consultation with them. This is just to kind of get an idea of what their needs may be, what their expectations are and things of that nature. After that piece has been completed, if they are happy with what they hear, we will go ahead and make some more plans, go back and do detailed measurements, come up with ideas. I will have our building contractor come out and okay what I've come up with, because he's the sort of, you know, structural guy. And then after that, we will arrange to start working. We like to involve our clients as much as possible with this process. And so if they are able, we like to take them out to some of the vendors that we use. For example, you know, looking at the different tile, different types of flooring, different types of showers. There are so many choices out there. It's really nice if we can take these clients out and have them actually, you know, touch stuff and get an idea of what they're doing. And then after that, obviously, we actually go ahead and start the project. So we stay involved with them for the entire project. Now, there are things we don't actually do. We do not actually install elevators.
Oh, good.
But we prepare for the elevator to be installed, and then we will facilitate the installation of the elevator. We have a couple of companies that we work with, so we will actually make sure that that's all scheduled and everything.
These are elevators for homes?
Yes. Yes.
Fascinating. I didn't think about elevators.
Yes.
Well, Heather, you've given us now who your ideal client is. You've told us what you do, given us a fascinating discussion of the process that you follow. Let's segue now to the today's business portion of your business. And by that, I mean, what is the biggest challenge that you find with reversible renovations?
I think from discussion I've had with a lot of people, we're fairly unique. I know that there are a couple of other companies out there doing a similar thing to us. But letting people know that we're here and that we can help, I think, is the biggest challenge that we face at the moment.
Understand. Who do you consider to be your biggest competitors? Are there a bunch or just one or two?
No, as far as I'm aware, I'm sure there are a lot of builders that do ADA work, but I think most of them do regular work too. So they are not, you know, they don't just specialize in this. Our difference, or one of our differences, is that this is what we love to do. This is what we care about doing. So this is all we do.
Ah, you are focused. This is your niche.
Right.
Thank you. If you just tuned in, I'm talking with Heather Lord with Reversible Renovations. Heather's company works to re-renovate houses for the elderly, the infirmed. And ADA is Americans with Disabilities Act. Is that correct?
American Disability Association.
Got it. Thank you. How do you market your business, Heather?
A lot of networking. We're very fortunate to have a dedicated marketing person who does community relations and gets out there and does a lot of networking, which we all do. We are, you know, producing some brochures. We have a LinkedIn and a website.
And of course, I met you at the Chapel Hill Leads Group, the premier group in Chapel Hill for businesses to get their names out there and get to know each other. So how have you found the Chapel Hill Leads Group to be for you?
I love it. I cannot say enough good things about the Chapel Hill Leads Group. It is the most friendly networking event I have ever been to. Everyone talks to you. You cannot walk in and feel alone or awkward because someone will come up and make you feel welcome.
That's what's so good about it. It's mm-hmm. just been around for a long time, and we're glad that you've joined us. That's how you and I got a chance mm-hmm. to meet for open disclosure. Tell us your contact information, Heather, again, for those who may have just tuned in.
Okay. It's Heather Lord, and my phone number is 919-349-6573. And my email address is heather@reversiblerenovations.com.
Perfect. Now, Heather, before, I know this could be an it depends kind of answer, but what would you suggest would be the lead time that you would have to have in order to go ahead and get a job started? If somebody called you today, how soon, this? I know it's an it depends, but on typically speaking, if they called you today and said, please come by, you told us what the process is, but how long before you could eventually go ahead and get started with the job?
Again, it would depend on how many clients we already are working with, but typically we can get out to do the initial appointment within a week. You know, again, it depends on everyone's schedule. But then after that, again, I'm not trying to be evasive, but it depends on the level of the project as to how long it would take. And it depends where, you know, different crews are, because obviously you need to do some demolition and then you've got to bring people in to do all of the work. But I would imagine that we would at least be started within the first month, assuming everything goes, you know, according to plan.
Got it. Now, what kind of certification do you have to do what you do?
Well, obviously, we have a licensed North Carolina builder. He is licensed commercially and residentially. So that enables us to be able to go and work in group homes or residential facilities, as well as private dwellings. And I'm CAP certified, which means that I've got a certified aging in place specialist title. So
certified aging
in place specialist. Yes.
Okay. Tell me what that means. Certified aging in place.
Well, the idea behind it is that, you know, as we grow older, we really want to be able to stay where we are. But as our bodies may start to have some issues or some challenges, It doesn't mean that, you know, we shouldn't be able to stay in our home where we feel safe and comfortable. The idea behind this is that we can come in and make your home work for you. So that allows people the kind of freedom to stay in their home. But sometimes they're trapped in their own home. For example, you know, maybe they cannot get up and downstairs anymore. So they end up with a bed in their living room, which is not ideal.
Yes, I
So if at all possible, we want to make it so that they can use their entire home. So that would be, you know, the installation of an elevator or maybe a chair lift going up the stairs.
Yes, amazing. In the 30 seconds we have left for this segment, is there a minimum or maximum house square footage that you deal with?
No. We really want to make sure that whoever's living, wherever they're living, that we can go in and make their homework for them.
So a 1,400 square foot home would get the same attention as a 4,400 square foot home.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's good to know. That means everyone's a candidate for your business. Heather, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about reversible renovations. You're listening to WCHL 1360 AM, 97.9 FM. My guest today is Heather Lord with Reversible Renovations. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business. Focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Appreciate you staying with us. We are back. My guest today is Heather Lord with Reversible Renovations. Heather, what do you see as the future for your industry?
I think it's a huge industry. People are living longer and obviously are remaining independent longer. So I feel like this is a huge opportunity to be able to help a lot of people.
And who else benefits from what Reversible Renovations has to offer? You mentioned the elderly, but who else could benefit from what you offer?
Okay, Sharon, that's a good question. I think that people that can benefit from us are people that have been diagnosed with a debilitating illness, such as MS, ALS, and many, many more. You know, if it's caught early enough, there's a lot of treatment out there, but it still doesn't mean that there are not going to be changes. So we can kind of help by making their house work for them. Also, people that have been, you know, suffer from a traumatic brain injury, you know, their lives have changed overnight, essentially. And so, you know, we can come in and again, allow them to remain in their homes.
And for those who may have just tuned in, you would have to work them with a family member or legal guardian or whoever to make sure everything is approved.
Yes.
We didn't talk about budget, which I'm sure is on some of our audience's mind. I know it depends as well. Is there a range you can give us either by square footage or number of amenities you're putting in so a person can say, my Lord, I can't afford that, or yes, I can afford that? How would you answer that question?
It's very difficult, again, to answer that question because there is such a wide range of products that can be used. And anyone that's done anything with any kind of contractor knows that you can get, you know, low, medium and high grade materials. So that plays a large part in the cost of what we offer. And there are some organizations out there that can help financially. So there are, you know, ways that we can kind of point people in the direction to kind of help them navigate the cost of having something like this done. But essentially, if you're going to stay in your own home and pay to have alterations done, it's going to be cheaper than if you have to invest long-term in a facility.
That's a good way to put it, because those facilities, and Lord knows they have a wonderful place, mm-hmm. can be upwards of $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
And then some.
And then some, yes. So with your renovations, I would imagine, will be cost-effective, as mm-hmm. you're saying, based on what they select, because there's low, high quality.
Correct.
Excellent to know. You mentioned during the break that you have a certain slogan for your company. What is that slogan?
It's our housework makes your homework.
Our housework makes your homework, as kind of says it all. Do I detect a British accent, Heather?
Yes.
How'd you get to North Carolina?
My husband had a job offer over here.
And you decided this was it?
Yes.
Finally. Let's close with your contact information one last time, please.
Okay. My name is Heather Lord. My telephone number is area code 919-349-6573. And my email is heather@reversiblerenovations.com.
Heather, thank you so much for coming and talking with me today. Clearly what you're doing is helping so many people. I'm glad we're able to make the world aware of what you do. Thank you for coming to speak to me today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today has been Heather Lord with Reversible Renovations. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.